over the weekend, Kim Kardashian hosted SNL. I forgot about it. And then when I wake up in the morning, especially on the weekend, I'll like look through my Twitter feed because that's always where you can find out what's trending.
Okay. I actually watched it in real time, and I have to credit Warren because, you know, in my bedroom, the TV in the bedroom always stays on ION.
Right.
Like, it never turns off that channel. And every once in a while, he'll feel for my job. He'll come in and he'll put something on. He'll be like, I feel this should be. But I'm glad that he did because I watched it from beginning to end, and I wouldn't have, like you, I wouldn't have. So, and I'm glad I saw it.
I'm just looking really quick to see if there's like an ION store for gear because maybe somebody will get some ION, ION gear for Christmas this year.
It's 7 days of 7 different police show marathons.
Oh, really?
SVU, Hawaii 50, Chicago PD, Criminal Minds.
Look at you.
Blue
Hearts. NCIS New Orleans and Chicago Fire.
Oh, wow. Blue Bloods isn't on it?
And Blue Bloods Wednesday. Sorry, Chelsea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Blue Bloods Wednesday.
Geez, I'm on AMC's Horror Fest, which I'm loving.
Oh, that's right.
So anyway, Kim Kardashian hosts SNL. And my point was on Twitter, there's this feed. On the feed, it's like everybody's raving about her. And I'm like, geez, usually everybody's slamming.
There was nothing to... I mean, honestly, if you wanted to be nitpicky, and this is nitpicky, which there's no reason to be, you could say you caught her reading. You caught her often reading, but there's no point to be nitpicky about it.
Because everybody does on SNL.
And she executed it flawlessly anyway. Even though she was looking at a screen, she still did what she was supposed to do.
Couple things here. Here's a little bit of the opening monologue.
I know. I'm surprised to see me here, too. When they asked, I was like, you want me to host? Why? I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time. I mean, actually, I only had that one movie come out, and no one told me it was even premiering. It must have slipped my mom's mind.
I mean,
it was also a dig at Deborah Messing, by the way.
Why is that? Why?
Deborah Messing was the one person who, like, put her foot out there or dipped her toe in the question it out loud why we're having Kim host.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was like, I thought we only had people on that had a movie premiere or a song coming out.
Well, come on. We've had athletes on. There's been everybody on.
I know.
Then Kim called her mother's boyfriend, Corey, out in the monologue, too.
But the one thing I'm really proud of is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
I mean, even he wasn't safe.
It was like a roast using the jokes that everybody else uses about her. You know, I mean, that's all. She just basically recited what the criticism of her always is.
And nothing was really off the table. I mean, the sex tape, O.J. Simpson.
Wow, the O.J. Simpson, mom, was, sister, that was I, uncomfortable.
That did feel a little.
That was cringy.
Yeah.
And I wonder, I'm assuming, right, that she clearly called her family or talked to them and said, listen, I'm railing on everybody to make this work. I mean, there was no surprise. Those weren't surprise jokes.
No, I don't think so. And also, because some of the family was there.
Yeah.
Chris and Chloe were there. Courtney and Travis came to the after party. So everybody was around. But also, this is a family that takes shots.
Allison, Courtney and Travis were celebrating his son's 18th birthday. How did you not see that on Instagram?
I swear, I thought I read they showed up at the after party.
They watched it the next day, but Scott was there.
Oh, that's it.
Courtney's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kim jokes about divorcing Kanye West. Is this the personality thing?
Yeah.
I've been very blessed in this life, and I'm grateful for everything. Honestly, all the ups, all the downs. I mean, I married the best rapper of all time.
I know, right?
Not really.
Not only that, he's the richest black man in America. A talented, legit genius who gave me 4 incredible kids. So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality.
There you go.
I think every skit too, because like I said, I did watch from beginning to end, and I liked everything I saw. The Bachelorette pair,
that was funny.
The thing with AD Bryant where they Freaky Friday,
that was cute.
Yeah,
when they switch places, and at the end, Kris Jenner was that was again.
Yeah,
even if you don't like them, you had to chuckle.
Yeah, and then the People's Court where she's playing Courtney, the judge.
I have a little bit of that if you want to hear it. Here
I'm suing Kendall because she has absolutely no drama. She won't cause any drama, and it's damaging our brand.
I'm a Jenner, not a Kardashian.
And that's something you need to work on, honey.
Ew, this is so cringe. Guilty.
Who's guilty? Me, Mom, or Kylie?
I don't care. You pick.
Yeah, funny.
That clip was really, that's one of the best clips. But before she gets to Kendall, she's suing Kylie because Kylie won't have her baby fast enough. and then Chris says something like, I had Chloe in 4 months. Try harder.
All right. And then the lotto, I thought that was.
And I'm Shonda, and you're watching lotteries. The first ball up is 3. The next is meatball. The next is meatball. And the last is bread. Making tonight's lucky numbers 3, meatball, meatball, bread. Back to you, Jim.
Kenan Thompson makes those things really funny.
I know.
His reactions are funny.
I know.
And then just a side note, musically, Halsey performed Darling with special guest Lindsay Buckingham.
She's not getting the credit that she deserves.
No.
If Kim wouldn't have been the host, she would have been all that was talked about.
I will say that first song, I was in the kitchen cleaning up after Warren's apple pie, and I was listening, so I might have missed some things visually, but I do remember going around the corner going, I do not like this.
Right.
I did not like that first song.
Maybe I'll be better if I take my meds. In a double header if you lose your head. Try the medication that I bought instead. It's working for a little, but there's not much left.
You can hear Lindsay, don't you?
Yeah, but do you think that maybe she shouldn't have dressed like Stevie? That's the only, if I'm being nitpicky,
well,
maybe don't dress like Stevie.